It should be pointed out again here that what you have just heard was another portion of Revolution No. 9, except that we did play the tape backward. Removing any question that the Beatles' references to an auto accident have been coincidental or imagined, the Beatles obviously recorded this track intending it to be played backward to dramatize as vividly as possible a tragic and gruesome accident. So, with that in mind, let's listen again. Is Paul McCartney really dead? If he's not dead, how did the whole thing get started? It started with a student at Ohio Wesleyan University, John Summers, who says this.
Well, let me say this first. I don't believe Paul's dead. And I believe that this was intentional, that they wanted the masses to discover these inferences to Paul's death and take it as such, and then let the rumor pass over.
We also talked to an expert in the field of human behavior, Dr. Stanley Milgram at New York City Graduate Center, who said this.
The two elements that underlie a rumor are first, ambiguity, and secondly, importance. Whenever you have an event that is ambiguous and yet important, you get rumors developing about it. And I think if you look at the McCartney issue, you'll see that both elements are present. We're not certain whether he's dead or not. The cues that have been provided are at best ambiguous. And on the other hand, there's no question as to the emotional importance of a member of the Beatles. I mean, after all, the Beatles are the saviors of this decade, and they're especially important to defining the tone and distinctive flavor of this decade. So you have both elements, ambiguity and importance, and that's exactly the breeding ground for rumor. It hasn't reached its full extent by any means. I think we're still in the early stages of its development. It may reach a crest in a few weeks or a few months. It may have a great deal more expansion before it just dies as a topic of interest. It may reach its peak, perhaps, at about Easter time, because there the whole issue of whether an important figure is alive or dead comes to the fore of many people. The whole question of resurrection comes to a fore. So that would be a natural peaking point, where at that time people will not say that McCartney is dead, but that he has risen.
Well, now it's up to you to decide what you want to really believe. And as I said before, I don't believe Paul McCartney is dead. And according to Life magazine, Paul McCartney does not believe he's dead. Life London correspondent Dorothy Bacon waded through a bog in Scotland to reach McCartney's secluded farm and got this comment from him. Quote from McCartney, "It is all bloody stupid. I picked up that OPD badge in Canada. It was a police badge. Perhaps it means Ontario Police Department or something. I was wearing a black flower because they ran out of red ones. It is John, not me, dressed in black on the cover and inside of Magical Mystery Tour. On Abbey Road, we were wearing our ordinary clothes. I was walking barefoot because it was a hot day, and the Volkswagen just happened to be parked there." And McCartney goes on to say here, "Perhaps the rumor started because I haven't been in the press lately. I have done enough press for a lifetime, and I don't have anything to say these days. I am happy to be with my family, and I will work when I work. I was switched on for 10 years, and I never switched off. Now I am switching off whenever I can. I would rather be a little less famous these days. I would rather do what I began by doing, which was making music. We make good music, and we want to go on making good music. But the Beatle thing is over. It has been exploded, partly by what we have done and partly by other people. We are individuals, all different. John married Yoko. I married Linda. We didn't marry the same girl. The people who are making up these rumors should look to themselves a little more. There is not enough time in life. They should worry about themselves instead of worrying whether I am dead or not.